yesterday. We heard a few things today. Alright, does anyone like collecting shells? Collecting pebbles off the beach, yeah? I've brought some here to show you. Look, there's a nice big one here. A nice grey one. Look at the pebbles in your hands. Do they look the same? They're completely different, aren't they? You've got some big ones. You've got some little ones as well. They're all completely different. That's a bit unusual, isn't it? Small one. Nice pretty one there. Look at this one. Nice grey one here. Looks quite similar, doesn't it? But it's different colours, different markings. And they're all completely different. And we've even got some big ones here. Look at those. Nice pretty and shiny on the back as well. Aren't they lovely? So God made each one a bit different. Each of them are all unique. And they're a bit like us, aren't they? We're all a little bit different. Some of us have straight hair, some of us have curly hair. Some of us have blue eyes, some of us have green eyes. And we all different shapes and sizes, aren't we? God made us all to be unique. And even twins, you might think that they look a bit similar, they have similar faces. But they look good as well. Have a look at your fingers. Could you see the lines on your fingers? They're your fingerprints. And each person has a completely different fingerprint. And why do you think we have fingerprints? Did God gave his fingerprints so he could tell us apart? No, he didn't. Because he knows us completely. He knows everyone in the world inside out. He knows what we're thinking right now. And in the Bible, it even tells us that he knows what we're going to say even before we say it. He says all differently, and we're all special to him. I found this verse in the Bible. This is from one of the Psalms. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God? How great is the number of them? If I should count them, they would be more than the number of sand. I've got a little bit of sand in today. Not very light sand. A bit grey. And look. If you look very closely, the sand is made up of tiny grains. I wonder if anyone can guess how many grains of sand I've got here in this pot. Is that 100? 1,000? Yeah?
Millions.
Probably billions. It takes days and days, doesn't it, to count how many grains of sand there are here. But this is just a tiny little pot. Imagine all the sand on the beaches, on Westbrook Bay, all the sand under the sea. Billions and billions. And do you know, God knows how many chips of sand there are. And he says that before, when he thinks of us, that they're even more than the sand in the sea. That's how much he thinks of us. And we're all so special to him. Okay, and we're all unique. And he knows exactly, he knows us completely. Remember, next time you go to the beach, next time you see some sand, think about how much God is thinking about you, and how much he knows about you, and how each one of us are very special to him. Okay, thank you.